Hello, listeners, and welcome. 12 Sided Stories presents Otherworld London, an actual play RPG podcast that uses the 7th edition Call of Cthulhu system. We weave macabre Gaslight era tales of terror and suspense for your listening enjoyment. Our games are story-driven and rules-light. Now, our keeper for Otherworld London, Wes Otis.
Let's jump right into it. This is a very special episode. I'm here with Kelsey, and we're doing a one-on-one episode where we are just dealing with Maggie Cooper. All of these stories are happening at the same time. Now, in most games, you kind of want to avoid separating, but we've kind of made a habit of it, so it's not so odd. Kelsey, hello.
Hello, beautiful. Getting ready to solve this mystery. Superspicious of Cindy. I think she's up to something.
Okay, cool. So you actually just recapped kind of what happened to your character in the last game. You had to deal with Harold Graves, the mortician, helped you out with the body of one of your workers who had committed suicide after her face was horribly deformed from acid in her makeup. And basically it was this foundation that when she got a little bit of water on it, it activated and caused this horrible thing. Now, Fran came to you, and she's your kind of bookkeeper.
Yeah.
And she came to you and said, well, Cindy's not paying what she should be paying. She's working a lot, but I'm not seeing the amount of money. Because at the Rose Petal, you guys take all the money into a pot to pay for everything and do all that stuff, and it just wasn't happening. Cindy wasn't paying. And she gave you some story about, like, oh, I'm really sorry, I'm not working as much as you think, and blah, 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 and yada, yada.
Even though Fran checked the books three times.
Three times. And that's really where we're starting at. It's mid-morning after the night of having to deal with your worker who passed. Mm-hmm. And you're in the East End. The doors haven't opened yet. The house feels a little empty because Lucy, the young woman that had stayed with you, is now at Eugenia's house. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you've had a chance to talk to any of them. You've been kind of dealing with this stuff here.
Yeah.
Okay. So about 11 o'clock, you've already eaten, and Fran comes in and she goes, I'm a little concerned about Nancy. Her door's been locked since last night. I knocked a few times, and after our recent issues, I don't want to open the door.
It's all right, Fran. I'll go check on her.
Well, I'll come with you, of course. I just didn't want to be the only one.
Nancy? Are you all right, love? Check and see if it's open.
It's locked. Because I tried that.
Do we have a set of master keys somewhere?
I would imagine you would. Yeah.
So I'll go to like the kitchen or wherever the master keys are and grab them.
Okay. So you go in and you open the door. Her client is laying on the bed. She is on top of him, being held up by a rope around her neck.
Oh my God.
And his neck is cut.
Okay.
And she is just kind of slumped over. And like I said, the neck is being held by the rope. They're both dead. Yeah.
So this was a while ago.
This was last night at some point.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Goodness.
So he's got his throat cut and she is kind of precariously,
yeah,
like slumped over, but still on top of him because the rope is taut and keeping her from falling over.
I mean, I'll just immediately cut the rope down. I don't want to see her that way.
Okay.
And I'll pull her like off the bed, probably end up sitting on the floor with her like in my lap, just like checking to see if there's any chance that she might still be alive, but it's probably pretty clear that she's been gone for a while.
She's pretty gone. Now, when you do look at her, though, you do notice that she has a cut between two of her ribs of a knife. There's
someone
blood.
Someone stabbed her between the ribs.
Someone stabbed her. And make an idea roll.
73 under my 80. I just barely make it.
It works, though. You kind of look at her a bit, and you look at her neck. And though you don't have much of a medical background at all, just dealing with basic first aid stuff, mm-hmm. you know she was stabbed first, and then someone took their time to put this all in the room.
To stage this.
To stage it, yeah.
Do I recognize the John?
Yeah, he's a regular. His name's Bert. He comes in every few weeks, and he usually deals with Nancy. And
is he usually a good customer? Never causes any kind of problems?
No, and he's not.
He wouldn't have asked for any of this.
He's not like, I want rope. Right. He's usually a pretty straightforward guy.
Okay, so everything about this is just wrong.
Wrong, yeah. This is a total, like, try to, you know.
Yeah.
And at that point, you hear a knock on the door.
The front door?
Yeah. And Fran goes, Jesus Christ, this is not the time for a visitor. I'll stay here. Can you?
Yeah, I'll go check the door, Fran. Close this door. I don't know really what to do. So just don't open this door. Relock it when I leave, all right?
Of course. I'll stay in here with the dead people. You go out there.
I'm sorry, Fran.
It's all right. Go.
I'm coming.
So you get to the door, and you open it, and standing there is a constable. And behind him, you can see Craggy sitting on the porch, smoking a cigar, watching.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, we got a report of a disturbance, ma'am.
A disturbance?
Yes.
This morning?
Yes. Somebody said they heard some screaming or something coming from here.
Well, it is possible that there was a bit of lively noises coming from the establishment, but I can assure you there was no disturbance. You're welcome to come into the foyer. Can I get you tea or any such thing?
No, that's fine. I'll only be a moment. It's probably nothing. And he starts looking around and kind of... Her room is upstairs.
Yeah.
And so you're hoping he doesn't go up there. So he kind of looks around. So, what kind of establishment is this place?
We're a bed and breakfast.
I'm really frilly for a bed and breakfast in the middle of the East End.
Oh, well. I like to keep things a bit, you know, frilly, pretty. Down here in the East End, there's a pretty lack of beauty, so...
Make a charm roll for
all right.
me.
Let's see. Ooh. I got a 29.
Right, cool. So do you have a check next to it already?
I think I got that last time, so
yes,
I'll put
you
a
did.
New check.
Okay, good. We'll deal with that later.
Okay.
So...
That's considered a difficult success.
Woo-hoo. Well, I'm not much of a businessman, but this might not be the best location for you, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. You're certainly right about that. It is a bit of a rough neighborhood.
Definitely. If you hear anything or if you have any troubles, please let us know. It must have been a false alarm.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate you checking on us.
He walks out, and I don't know, are you closing the door?
I'm going to give Craggy whatever the equivalent of flipping the bird in the 1890s is.
I believe it's the two fingers up.
Perfect.
So,
Yeah, or like the thumb under the teeth or
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah. Right, all of the things that you can do.
I imagine the officer turns around and I, you know, like snub Craggy, and then he turns around and I turn and says, thank you for stopping by, officer.
And Craggy's just kind of looking at you and smoking a cigar, doesn't respond at all,
mm-hmm.
right?
He's such a slime.
Yeah, and you shut the door. What do you want to do?
Okay, I'm gonna have Fran hold down the fort here. Because it's the beginning of the day, right?
It's like 11. So for you guys, the beginning of the day is a lot later.
Yeah, but there's like no, it's like light outside. There's no way I could probably secretively move two dead bodies from my establishment at this point.
No, not unless you're willing to talk to Craggy, and that probably wouldn't be the best idea from what you're seeing.
No. So I'm going to maybe, let's see. I might just tell Fran, make sure that Nancy's door stays locked, and that as we open the doors, to maybe conduct business like on the ground floor, and let's try to not have clients go upstairs until I get back with like some more information. And I'd like to go see if I can, I don't know, find out information about where Nancy, well...
Where she came from, or?
Like, who she interacted with the previous day.
Oh, okay. Well,
Was she in town? Did she talk to anyone? Like, was someone following her around the previous day?
Do you want to talk to the people?
Maybe I should talk to the people in the house. Like, the other girls and boys in the house.
Okay. Well, Nancy was close with a lot of the men workers, so like Rick and Mark and all them. And the reason being is because if they went out, it was a lot easier to be like, she was kind of their beard almost, like, you know, hey, I'm so how they hide in plain sight, right?
For safety.
You'd probably go to Mark, and he doesn't know what's happened. Good morning. Can I help you? Is everything okay?
Mark, it's actually not okay. I've got something rather terrible to tell you.
Oh, what is it?
Well, it's Nancy. I believe someone's murdered Nancy.
How many deaths have we had here?
Too many. Too far, far too many.
Well, she said that some woman came in, kept talking to her.
Did you see her?
She was a young thing, probably 19, maybe 20. And she talked with Cindy. She talked briefly with the redhead girl. I always forget her name. Jacqueline or something. Yes, Jacqueline. She talked with Jacqueline. And she ended up going up in a room with Rick because, you know, he'll play both sides of the field.
Yes.
And I didn't see her leave. I saw Rick this morning, so he didn't say anything out of the ordinary.
And Rick is the one that took the strange female client?
Right.
And you'd never seen this girl before?
No, which is odd. We usually don't get too
new
many
clientele.
New clientele
is pretty rare.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know where Rick is?
I believe he's eating breakfast, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. Listen, use caution today. Okay. There's just been too many horrible, strange happenings going on lately, and I don't want to lose any more. I don't want to lose any more friends, so please just be cautious.
Of course.
Stick together. Don't go anywhere on your own.
I won't. Thank you. I appreciate that. And you leave Mark's room and go find Rick. And Rick's downstairs. He's drinking. You can smell the alcohol.
Is that common for Rick?
No, not usually. He's kind of rubbing his head a bit. What's all? Everybody's running around and I saw the police officer come in. What's going on?
Well, it seems that we've had quite the night, Rick.
Yeah, I think I had quite the night as well.
Are you all right? You don't look well.
I had a female client come in, a new girl. I'd never seen her before. But she bought a couple of hours, and we went upstairs, and she brought some drink with her, and we started to get into the night, and I don't remember anything else. Everything went black.
And all you had to drink was what she brought you?
Right. I think I might have been slipped something.
I think she drugged you, Rick.
I think so, too. I woke up. She was gone. There was money on the table. And I just figured, I don't know. I usually don't drink with clients, but I figured one drink with her wasn't going to be a bad thing. So...
Would you recognize her again if you saw her?
Yeah, she was, Yeah, I would. She's a mousy type with black hair that goes down below her shoulders. It looked like she was wearing clothes to fit in more than clothes she was comfortable in. Does that make sense?
Like dressing above or below her station?
I would say below. She brought alcohol and had, you know, left more money than she needed to.
Understood. Well, Rick, I'm particularly disturbed by this because I'm afraid I've got terrible news.
Not again. What has happened again. This time?
Nancy's been murdered.
Oh, dear God.
And I'm starting to wonder if someone drugged her as well. Look.
We went out for breakfast 2 days ago.
She's, I know.
She was such a nice girl.
She really was. Look, you and Mark stick by each other today, all right?
Of course, of course.
And...
No drinking anything from strange...
No,
people we
only
don't
drink
know.
Things from our own stock, and... Maybe no
thing.
One should be with clients by themselves. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
It's terrible.
You said she was talking to Cindy.
Yeah, she came
in. Was it a friendly conversation?
I have no clue. She came in and kind of did the rounds. You know how new people will do that don't have their regulars. They'll talk
wandering
to everybody
around.
And figure out who they're interested in and then go from there.
Okay. Well, if you think of anything else, let me know. Do you know what she served you? What sort of alcohol?
Oh, it was wine.
Good wine?
I would say good wine, but to be honest with you, I don't know much about wine.
It's not something we usually get down here.
No, I usually drink beer to, you know, it was nice.
All right. I'm going to keep looking into this, but today, perhaps no new clients, everyone stick together, only drink of our own stock, and...
I hate to ask this, but what have you dealt with the body yet?
No, I haven't. I just found her with Fran. She was...
And then magically this cop shows up? What is going on in this house?
Craggy has something to do with this, Rick.
Have you talked to him yet?
No. I'm going to have to go over there eventually, I know it.
Take someone. I mean, I'll go with you if you want, but you need to take some, maybe two people.
Yeah.
Because if he's decided that the rose petal needs to close, then who knows what kind of things he'll do if you're over there.
And I'm worried that he has somehow turned someone in the house against us.
It's possible, you know, for as ugly as he is, he seems to draw people into him.
He does have some sort of disgusting appeal, doesn't he?
He does.
I'm going to go try to figure out if I can get any more information about this mystery woman and see what Craggy might have been up to last night.
Well, this, like I said, let me know if you need help and I'll be here.
If Wilford should happen to show up again this evening for another session, would you let him know to tell Ethel that we've had another incident?
Okay.
And that it would be greatly appreciated if the other ladies could perhaps help us out in some way.
Absolutely, yes. I will do that. So what do you want to do next?
So, I'm thinking... I mean, I need to know where this powder came from. And she was stabbed with a knife. Where's my dagger? Do I still have my dagger?
No.
So I'm looking for it and I can't find it.
It's gone.
Son of a bitch. Oh, they're trying to freaking frame me for murder. This is so unacceptable. Okay, where was I? So when I go to sleep at night, I probably take off my scabbard and put it
somewhere that I feel is relatively safe. Would all the girls probably just know where I keep all my stuff? Yeah. It's not like I.
It's not like I feel like I need to hide.
It's
only recently that all this stuff has happened. Right. So anybody that's been here for longer than 6 months would know.
Awesome. Okay. I don't know what to do with that yet. okay, because I need to find, let's go through it. I need to find out who poisoned us. I need to find out a way to dispose of two more bodies.
Right.
I need to somehow find out what's going on with Craggy.
Right.
Okay, let's see. There's still a couple girls that work over at Craggy's that I have a relatively good relationship,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you do, yeah.
So I think that, I imagine some of them probably walk the streets during the day.
Everybody
probably comes back to the houses closer to the evening.
Right.
So,
yeah. You can probably
like the marketplace or something where people
bump
kind
into
of wander.
Someone.
Yeah. I want to try to go bump into one of Craggy's girls that I have like a good relationship.
Okay, cool. So you go out to the market. Craggy sends his girls out to buy stuff for the next evening and whatever. So sure enough, you run into a few of them. May is there. May's a nice girl, hasn't drank too deeply of the Craggy Kool-Aid, mm-hmm. so she's still approachable.
All right. Good morning, May.
Oh, good morning, Maggie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. You getting stuff for the rose petal tonight?
Oh, yes, we need to restock on a few things.
I saw that a copper came by. Are you everything okay over there?
Someone's just messing with me, I'm sure.
Funny you should say that. I noticed, I didn't think anything of it because I thought maybe a John was trying to get out of paying or something. And, I noticed somebody coming out of your place after everything had quieted down. It was
last night?
Yeah, it was pretty late. It was like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Oh, I must have already been asleep.
It looked like everyone was asleep. The reason I noticed it is because I was finishing up with my last client and I looked across the street and I saw a figure come out.
He just left the front door or what?
Yeah, he just left out the front door. It was
what did he
weird.
Look like?
It's across the street in the middle of the night. There's not much
true.
Light.
Could you tell if he was young or old or thin or fat?
Small. He looked like he was probably 5'4", 5'5".
So a petite gentleman.
Yes, I'm assuming. Had an overcoat on and a hat. One of those worker, like, I guess it was just a basic felt hat.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, thank you for letting me know. That's quite strange.
Craggy's been talking about you a lot lately.
Has he now?
Yeah, he's,
lovely to know I've got so much of his attention.
He's not happy with having a brothel right across from him. And
no, he never has been, has he?
He's been complaining quite a bit lately about how you seem to be attracting more and more people through your doors. And
I certainly hope he's not taking it out on you.
He takes everything out on everyone. I know.
You know, you're always welcome at the Rose Petal, May. You don't have to stay over there with him.
I owe him money, and if I tried to leave, he would find me. You know how Craggy is.
I do know. He's done it before.
That's how he keeps all the girls. We're all in debt. Anyway, I should get back before somebody starts talking. Just be careful.
I will, thank you.
So she leaves.
Hmm. Interesting. Do I know on this market, so the guy, Harold Graves,
mm-hmm.
told me that it wasn't a
chemist.
I think we narrowed it down the last time we talked about it. There were probably like 2 possible people
right.
that somebody could have bought this stuff from.
Right, because your area doesn't have a lot of like
right.
chemists and
yeah.
stuff.
So I'm gonna just try to find where those people would be in the market.
Okay.
See if I can maybe gather some intel about that.
Sure. So you walk into the first place, and it's this older gentleman. He's probably in his 80s, you know, been there a while. He's got on, you know, relatively thick glasses. And
hello, kind sir.
Oh, hi, madam. We don't usually get people in here at this time of day. It's usually later. Can I help you? What do you need today?
Well, actually, I was hoping you might be able to answer a few questions for me.
Okay, what do you need to know?
Well, you see, a friend of mine was trying to have some specialty foundation made, and I believe she had some sort of allergic reaction to it. It seemed to burn her skin. I was wondering if you may have any idea what could have caused such a thing.
Oh. Well, I'm not sure what they put in makeup these days, but if they accidentally put something like a boric acid or something like that in there that's a powder...
Would water make boric acid burn worse?
It would definitely activate it, you know, or something like that.
Where does a person get boric acid?
You can get it. I mean, I can give you some. A lot of times they use it to kill rats or things like that.
Oh, for pest control.
Basically, yes. You put a little bit underneath your counters or whatever, and, you know, the rats and stuff will eat it and then die. And
have you sold any recently?
Well, let me look at my book.
Oh, that would be lovely. I would greatly appreciate it.
Pulls out this big book with all of these because he has to write down who he always writes down everybody. And he goes,
you've got lovely record keeping.
Thank you. Looks down. He goes, the last time I sold. Huh. That's odd. She signed her name differently. It's an older woman. She comes in here quite a bit. I think it says here her name's Tessa, but I'm pretty sure her name's Fran. Maggie, we have an issue down here. Can you please come down very quickly?
Oh, great. What is it?
Someone has set fire to our front door, and I can't open it. And her biggest fear is at work. Having to either be homeless or move into a workhouse. Fran's looking at the makeup and she goes, yeah, this isn't right. There's something else in here that she's...
Someone's tampered with her makeup.
Yeah, when she put water on her, she put a little dab of water in to get the powder wet and then put it on her face. It started burning.
Who would do such a thing?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Honey, I don't think it's your fault. Shannon couldn't handle what had happened to her. She's not with us anymore.
Fran?
Yes, an older woman, probably in her 40s. She came in here 3 days ago.
She usually wear a blue dress?
Usually, yes. She picked up that and told me that she would need some... Oh, here it is, and he shows you yesterday. Right here, she got some sleeping powder yesterday morning when I first opened.
That's said unusual.
She's having trouble sleeping.
I see.
Does that help you at all?
That I believe it does help me. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you looking at your records.
So this isn't necessarily a horrifying, scary thing, but it's definitely something that would probably shake you.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give me a little bit of a sand check? So you're fine.
So what looks like I held steady on
you're
that.
All like, okay.
I'm like, that's fucked up. All right.
So she closes the book and, you know, what do you want to do?
Oh, my. I don't need to buy anything or anything from him.
Mm-mm.
So I'll just go. I'm going to head back to the rose petal.
Okay, so you enter and you hear from upstairs.
Is it safe to come out?
Is that you, Fran?
Yes.
Yes, you can come down. No one's here.
Thank God.
She opens the door and comes down. She goes, oh, did you talk with Craggy or get the Herald?
I haven't talked with Craggy, no, but I let Mark and Rick know about Nancy.
We can't keep doing this. We need to figure out who's doing these things.
I know, Fran. Are you all right?
It's difficult to be around corpses so much. I'm more used to men being non-responsive for other reasons.
I hear you. Look, Fran, you've been through an awful lot the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
Would you like to take some time off?
I don't know where I'd go. What do you mean?
I just mean, like, if you need some time to, like, figure things out or recover from the emotional trauma of everything that's happened, I would support you in that.
No, I need to stay here. Everything will be fine. We need to get those bodies out of there, though. They're gonna stink.
I know, we do. All right. Look, would you mind going down to the market for me and picking up some cleaning supplies?
Sure, of course.
Perhaps some new bedding as well. I'll get you some money from our coffer.
Sure.
I'll take care of the bodies. You just stay out of the house as long as you need. I'm so sorry that I made you have to stay up there for such a long time.
Okay. And she kind of gets this, like, little look on her face. She goes, I'll be back with some groceries.
All right, I'll just be cleaning.
And then she kind of turns and walks out. And you get a brief moment of just, like, coldness from her that you're not used to.
Oh.
Like she dropped her guard there for a moment once you said that. And now you worry a little bit if she knows that you're on to her.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. All right.
She walks out.
I'm going to go up to where Nancy and the John were.
All right.
Does it all look normal? She hasn't done anything
up there. She hasn't done anything up there, no.
I'm going to ask Rick if he... I'll go into Rick's room. Are there glasses, like what I assume would probably be the glass that had, like, the sleeping powder in it still there? I doubt he's cleaned his room since last night.
No, unfortunately, the men workers don't clean as well as they should. You know?
I'm sure it's not just the men workers.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just the men workers. We're all horrible people.
We're all just gross.
We're gross people. Anyway.
So do I see, like, a glass...
Oddly enough, no.
No, no glasses.
Uh-uh.
An empty bottle of wine or anything anywhere.
No. Oh, everything's not there.
That's very unusual.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Okay. Are there any glasses or anything in Nancy's room?
Yes, there are. There's one glass. It's on the ground, though. You searched the entire place, I'm imagining, and I'm not going to make you make a roll because you have time. You look underneath the bed, and it has rolled underneath the bed, and you can see lipstick marks from where she took her drink.
Does it look, can I make maybe a spot hidden roll to see if there's any, like, residue or something in the
glass?
No,
you don't need to make a roll for that because you're taking your time and stuff.
Okay.
So that's fine. You kind of look at it, and yeah, there's some fine, like, little powder in there. Definitely. There's definitely a fine powder in there.
Okay. I guess I'm going to Fran's room next.
All right. And at some point, while you're looking at there, Mark comes up and he's crying. He goes,
What's happened?
I shouldn't have looked in that room.
Oh, no. You opened the door?
Yeah.
Wait. The door wasn't locked?
When you came out, he was coming up the stairs.
And
he
happened to
glance in. Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes,
Oh, Mark, I'm so sorry that you had to see it.
I guess I... So, yeah, what are we doing?
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on and why people keep attacking everyone in the house. I don't know, Mark. I'm trying to figure it out, but I don't know who to trust anymore. I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, you can trust me. What, I know that doesn't mean anything because I just said you could trust me and you don't know who to trust. Anyway, let's close that door and
You know, she was such a good woman. Nobody should die that way.
The last time you went out with Nancy and Rick...
Yes.
Did anyone give you a hard time?
I don't remember anything unusual.
That new girl. The new girl that came in last night.
Yeah.
Had you ever seen her before?
Actually, I saw her go into the Pig in the Stone a few days ago. A couple of times I saw her. And yeah, she went in and went out. She didn't stay for very long. And I just remember her face and her black hair.
Right.
It was... And... Oh, Jesus. Fucking Craggy. If I was a violent man.
He's not worth it, Mark.
Anyway.
He'll get his comeuppance.
If he sent one cop, he'll send another. We need to deal with those bodies. But what... Call me when you need me. You've got too much on your plate right now. I'll be around.
All right. Be safe, Mark.
Rick and I... Did you know Rick was going to marry Nancy?
What? He didn't mention that to me.
He didn't want his family to know about his lifestyle, and so they were going to marry each other so that he could... They had an arrangement.
Was he trying to get out of the business?
No, he just wanted someone to take home to be able to say, this is my wife and I work.
I see.
It's a web of lies we live sometimes, you know.
Isn't it?
Okay, well, I'll go with Rick downstairs and...
Please stay together today, all right?
Let me know.
I'm terribly worried about both of you.
So he leaves, and you start heading down the hall towards Fran's.
Towards Fran's room.
Mm-hmm.
Is her door unlocked?
It is not.
I have the big...
The keys.
Jingle-jangle yeah. of keys.
So you open the door, and you go in.
I feel like most of the time we would probably have our doors unlocked, right?
Pretty much.
Like, I don't feel
There's
like
no reason
we would
why.
Lock yeah. our doors from each other.
So you walk in, and everything in her room... is pristine.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous. Like, the bed's made, the floor is clean, and usually, you've seen it before, usually you chalked it up to an older woman who likes her things to be a certain way
yeah.
after experience of being in the business for a while. Now I don't know if you feel that way. I don't know, because it's with everything going on, mm-hmm. everything is like really pristinely
yeah.
You know, you start to look around and you go over to where her vanity is and you open the bottom drawer. All of these makeups neatly put in there. Most of the time you guys just throw stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice there's a little cutout on the very bottom where you would put your finger and pull up on mm-hmm. the drawer to show like a little thing. And you kind of, do you remove the makeup and pull
Yeah, I'll
it out?
Try to, like, not move, you know, the stuff that's around it or on top of it and
right.
try to lift it off and see what's underneath
there. All right, just give me a dex check.
Okay. 34 right. under my 65.
Okay, so you gingerly take it up and put it on the thing, and underneath it you see a... bottle of the acid, and you also see a journal.
Mm.
And you open up the journal.
Hell yeah, I open up the journal.
I would imagine. Do you open the journal?
I for sure open the journal.
And it's this just strange text. It's all in English, but none of it makes sense. It's like the purple sun flies over the moon on Tuesday nights and blah, blah, blah. And it's like it's all densely written out, very perfectly spaced.
If I flip back to like past entries,
right.
are they all like this? Or is there a place where it seems that there was like a shift?
There is one thing that sticks out. They all seem to be the same, but there's one page where she's
violently written in really big letters. I don't want to get old.
Oh, no.
Did you find everything you're looking for?
This is a great spot to stop.
No!
So,
Fran, why?
So, that was an incredibly, you know, interesting game. Oh, thank you, man. Very much. So we should.
Why you gotta betray me like this, Wes?
Thank you so much for coming and playing a one-on-one game.
This was way fun.
And you will find out. I feel worse for the people. So I'm really sorry, guys. Let's go ahead and do the social media thing. Perfect. Which brings me to Patreon. So our Patreon basically will allow us to be able to put out a weekly show as opposed to an every other week and also do more content. Because we all enjoy doing the show, and your support will help, you know, get out more stuff, more good stuff, which is exciting. Kelsey?
All right, lovelies. You can find me on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Kelsey Kelsom. That's KelseyKelsem.
Okay. First, you can find the show at 12 Sided Stories. It's the number 12 Sided Stories, all one word, on Twitter. You can also find me on Plate Mail Games. It's all one word on Twitter. We also have a website, Plate Mail Games, and on DriveThruRPG if you want to bring some of the sound effects you're hearing into your own game. Thank you very much for listening. Kelsey, this was a lot of fun.
It was way fun.
I had a lot of fun. We hope to have you listen to us again very soon, and have a great day, night, or whatever it is where you're at. Bye.